The newest aircraft carrier in the Navy fleet was christened for former President Ronald Reagan yesterday. His wife Nancy smashed the bottle of champagne against the ship's bow with a strong two-handed grip.
I wish Ronnie were here. But somehow I think he is.
President Reagan is now 90 years old. He has Alzheimer's disease and is recovering from a broken hip. He did not attend yesterday's event. Mrs. Reagan noted the day was their 49th wedding anniversary. With a glance at the almost 1,100-foot vessel, she thanked the Navy for what she called a wonderful present, such a little thing. Acting Navy Secretary Robert Peary said christenings are essential to the morale of those at sea.
A lot of people think that sailors are a superstitious lot. But serving aboard a ship that carries the name of a great American person or place or battle does make a difference. On a day-to-day basis, it puts zip and zeal into the crew's work. It's part and parcel of the ship's esprit de corps.
President Bush said the Navy was placing one of America's great names on the ship. He put in a plug for his own plan to audit and restructure the military.
Ronald Reagan built the military of today. The military that keeps our peace. But we cannot live forever on that legacy. Our challenge is to build a military that will deter and win the wars of the future.
When finished in 2003, the USS Ronald Reagan will replace the USS Constellation.